You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
It is 3 p.m. on September 29th, 2023. Welcome to episode 38 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, and feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up is Half Moon Runs, Salt, with Goodbye Kelly. Sorry, there'll just be some delays due to the computer too. Actually, the computers in general being very, very slow right now. Just a minute, please. Okay, sorry. It's actually Half Moon Run Salt. With Goodbye Kelly, which will be right now.
Okay, back on track, losing it all, keep making it back, keep thinking of quitting, but I can't keep track. When I'm losing, when I'm winning, and it's all going black. This engine, the click is on, guitar is in, the Kit Kat snake crack, it begins, and over the top I'm mumbling, rambling, bumbling, can we just stop and start again?
Chicago.
That was Goodbye Cali from Half Moon Run's Salt. Next up is Ace Martin's Boss. Here is The Jinx.
It wasn't really yours to tell. You got me feeling really, really. Could have kept my mouth shut. Confession to a friend. I wasn't bragging, it was nagging, but the way you let it out, I'm painted as a trap. That day, Galveston, Texas is so far away. Caught stealing bandits in Wegmans, PA. Morris floating in Trinity Bay.
I'd like to discuss the SF Athletics at this time. There were five events on September 23rd. Women's soccer shaded the host Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets 1-0 as Kara Scott scored her first UNAC goal at 50-43, with the backstop Sarah Lowen stopping seven shots at Yellow Jackets Soccer Field in Billings, Montana. The Red Leaves men's golf won the two-day St. Martin's Bishop Invitational at DuPont, Washington, as the Red Leaves fired 4 under par 860 strokes over 3 rounds, 6 strokes ahead of the runner-up CSU East Bay. SFU was led by Bjornson Brothers as Justin fired 2 under par 213 strokes for 8th, just ahead of his brother Bailey with 3 over par 214 strokes for 9th. Easton Heather won the individual crown with 6 under par 210 10 strokes in the St. Martin's Bishop Invitational, where the SFU men's golf won the team crown. Meanwhile, both cross-country teams competed at the Bill Rowe Invitational hosted by Western Washington University around Lake Patton in Bellingham, Washington, where SFU men's finished third with women fourth. Times are given in minutes and seconds, the latter of which may be given in decimals. Sebastian Brickman led the Red Leafs men's in the 8-kilometer race, as he was only behind Cole Nash of Alaska Anchorage, 24:41.7 to 24:44.8. Brickman, who earned 2 points, was just ahead of Cameron Prosibiat, a volunteer assistant coach for SFU Track and Field, who clocked in at 24:55. The second Red Leaf to cross the finish line was Ephraim Mekonen at 25.8 for fifth, but earned 4 points. The third SFU runner was Scott Arndt at 25:35.6 for 15th with 13 points. The Red Leafs men earned 85 points for third, only behind Western Washington Vikings 47 and Alaska Anchorage 62 points. Meanwhile, Rachel Watkins led SFU women's in the 6-kilometer race at 22:11.4 for 13th, but it earned 11 points, followed by Grace Chalk at 22:43.8 for 20th, and Charlotte Prangley at 23:2.4 for 28th. Constance Nankivo won the individual women's race at 21:16.5. The Red Leafs women earned 134 points for 6th, with University of Victoria winning the team crown at 51 points. At the Bill Rowe Invitational hosted by Western Washington University in Bellingham, Washington, also on September 23rd, SFU swimming teams competed in a duel against Biola University at Lansing Pool in La Mirada, California. The Red Leafs men won 116-82, but the women's lost 126-78. I will mention the SFU winners on the order of events listed on the results PDF page. Distances are in yards, with times given in minutes and seconds, the latter of which may be given in decimals. SFU quartet of Thomas Caruso, Marcus Mack, and Lachlan Rogers won men's 400 medley relay at 3:26.22. Tori McClintock won the women's 1,000 freestyle at 10:36.59. SFU took the top three spots in men's 200 freestyle, as Marcus Mack won at 1:43.49, Mena Mano second at 1:46.08, and Luca Tomic third at 1:46.11. Kayla Holder won the women's 50 freestyle at 24.22, while Randon Hall won the men's 50 freestyle at 22.48. Dylan Cormandy won the men's 400 individual medley at 4:12.68, whereas Shauna Ip won the men's 200 individual medley at 1:56.25. The Red Leafs men earned the top two spots in women's and men's 100 freestyle. Abigail Williams won the women's 100 freestyle at 52.9, with Allie Whitmore second at 54.05, while Lachlan Rogers won the men's 100 freestyle at 47.54, with Peter Mork second at 48.01. Thomas Caruso won the men's 200 backstroke at 1:52.4. SFU was victorious in both 500 freestyles, as Tori McClintock won the women's at 5:11.95 and Manu Mena won the men's at 4:47.92. The Red Leafs also won the 200 breaststrokes, as Delway Vetter won the women's at 2:29.91 and Dylan Cormandy won the men's at 2:08.55. SFU capped off their duel against Biola with two more wins in the 400 freestyle relays. The quartet of Abigail Williams, Kayla Holder, Tori McClintock, and Abigail Andrews won the women's at 3:36.87, while the quartet of Luca Tomic, Lachlan Rogers, Peter Morch, and Randon Hall won the men's at 3:10.46, as SFU completed their duel against Biola University, where the men's won 126-82, while the women's lost 126-78. The Red Leaves Volleyball capped off September 23rd as they swept away the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves in three straight sets, led by three veterans as Jocelyn Sherman and Brooke Dexter delivered 11 kills each, while Hannah Koloff registered another 10 kills at the West Gym. On September 25th, SFU Men's Golf started in the 2023 Western Washington University Invitational at Bellingham Golf and Country Club in Bellingham, Washington. SFU Men's Swimming was picked to finish second with 17 points in the 2023-24 Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Coaches Bowl in a three-way tie with Colorado School of Mines and Oklahoma Christian. Colorado Mesa was picked to finish first with 25 points. Meanwhile, SFU Women's Swimming was picked to finish third with 49 points in the 2023-24 Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Coaches Bowl in a tie with Oklahoma Christian. Colorado Mesa was picked to finish first with 63 points, while Colorado School of Mines was projected to finish second with 52 points. Furthermore, on September 25th, three former SFU athletes, Niall Raincock-Iwande, Carlo Basso, and Lindsay Butterworth, were nominated for the NCAA Division II 50 Anniversary Gold Awards. While every great Northwest Athletic Conference institution is eligible to nominate one male and one female each, two additional athletes received GNAC office nominations, one of which includes SFU's Lindsay Butterworth, who was a seven-time All-American as a GNAC athlete, won the NCAA Division II titles in both indoors and outdoors in 2015, and earned the GNAC Female Athlete of the Year in 2014-15. After her GNAC career ended, Butterworth competed for Canada in the 2017 and 2019 World Championships in the 800 meters, followed by the 2021 Olympics for Team Canada in Tokyo. Niall Raincock-Iwande, who is currently an assistant coach with the Red Leaves, was a history maker while playing for SFU. Raincock-Iwande was the GNAC Player of the Year and an All-American in 2012-13, her final year in the NCAA. After her NCAA career, Niall Raincock-Iwande then went on to play pro basketball in three continents: Europe, Oceania, North America, and Canadian national teams. In 2015, Raincock-Iwande led Canada to a gold medal over U.S. in the Pan American Games, became the first Canadian from a Canadian school to play in the Women's National Basketball Association as she suited up for the New York Liberty in 2017-2019 and represented Canada in the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. Carlo Basso was a star in the SFU men's soccer team between 2010, SFU's first year in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, and 2013, SFU's second year as a full member of the NCAA. In the four seasons for SFU, Basso amassed 47 goals, tallied 16 assists, and totaled 110 points, during which he led SFU to NCAA two Final Four twice. In 2012, Carlo Basso was the GNAC Men's Soccer Player and SFU Male Athlete of the Year. He went on to play for the Ottawa Fury and Victoria Highlanders, followed by coaching, where Basso coached the Coquitlam Metro Ford. Carlo Basso became an assistant coach with the SFU Women's Soccer in August 2021, where he is now the interim head coach. On September 26, the SFU Men's Golf completed the two-day 2023 Western Washington University Invitational, where the Red Leaves made history as SFU won their first two tournaments for the first time in an NCAA season. The Red Leaves fired 9 over par 873 strokes, just two strokes ahead of the host Western Washington Vikings. SFU was led by Denby Carswell, who fired 2 over par 218 strokes for 10th, followed by the Bjornsson brothers, Bailey and Justin, were both fired 3 over par 219 strokes each for a tie in 11th, and Michael Kreslogo, who fired 4 over par, 220 strokes for 13th. Tyler Asman won the individual crown with 4 under par, 212 strokes. Both soccer teams were in action on September 28th against the Western Oregon Wolves. Men's played to a 2-0 draw, while women's were shaded 1-0 at WOU Soccer Field in Monmouth, Oregon.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
To teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. One point is awarded for a conference tie, with 3 points for a conference win. St. Martin's is first at 1-0, 3 points, 3-2-1 overall. Western Oregon, Simon Fraser, Northwest Nazarene, and Sierra Pacific have one tie each for 1 point in a four-way tie. Western Oregon, second, 3-2-1 overall. Simon Fraser, third, 3-2-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fourth, 2-3-2 overall, along with Seattle Pacific. Western Washington is 6-0-1 conference, 3-3-1 overall. And Montana State Billings is last, with no conference played as of yet, with a 3-2-1 overall record.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the women's soccer standings. Much like the men's soccer, 3 points are awarded for a conference win, with 1 point for a conference tie. Seattle Pacific is first at 2-0-1, 7 points, 5-2-1 overall. Western Oregon, second, 6 points, 5-1-1 overall. Northwest Nazarene, third, 2-1, 6 points, 4-1-2 overall. Western Washington, 4th, 1-0-2, 5 points, 3-2-3 overall. St. Martin's, 5th, 1-1-1, 4 points, 3-2-2 overall. Simon Fraser, 6th, 1-2, 3 points, 2-2-1 overall. Central Washington, 7th, 1-2 conference, 2-6 overall. And Montana State Billings is last at 0-3, 1-4-1 overall.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Sierra Pacific is first at 5-0 conference, 12-2 overall. Simon Fraser, second, 3-1 conference, 8-4 overall. Western Washington, third, 3-1 conference, but are 3-9 overall. Central Washington, fourth, 3-2 conference, but are 9-4 overall for fourth. Northwest Nazarene, 5th, 3-2 conference, 7-6 overall. St. Martin's, 6th, 2-2 conference, 8-5 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 7th, 2-2 conference, 10-9 overall. Western Oregon, I believe it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1-3 conference, 7-5 overall. Alaska, 9th, 0-4 conference, 7-11 overall. And Montana State Billings is last set, 0-5, 2-13 overall.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will always speak out against bigotry and hatred when I see it.
I will put my passion into action. I will stand against racist words and action and speak out against hate when I see it. Hate has no place in Canada.
I will continue to honor, express, and promote my Indigenous culture.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Welcome to the second half of episode 38 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, along with a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Beams, The Spark in Your Eye. The tune is I See a Spark.